Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Well, Charlie Pierce is here, city manager from Ellsworth, and he is going to be taking on the whole city scene today. So part one, you've got this pretty cool thing you're working on that could really make some neat changes in the downtown area, right?
Yeah, well, I'm excited. You know, we're doing this village partnership initiative in coordination with the state and the federal government that could be a game-changing, once-in-a-generation investment in the city's downtown corridor. But we're talking potentially, you know, $10, $30 million investment.
Wow.
10-to-1 match with the state federal to city investment that could do a lot of incredible things. It could potentially fund a riverwalk connecting the marina to the downtown. Now, that's only like that's less than a quarter mile. And when I came in my office as city manager, you know, a year and a half ago, there were three different studies going back to 1999, 2002, 2005 on just we got to connect the riverwalk to the marina to downtown. It's game changing. People can come here, tourism.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened yet. And so this might be the piece. Or we could harden up the hardscape on Water Street to make it better for pedestrian, you know, safety and walkability of the marina. Replacement of the street lights, a downtown permanent parklet to really, you know, highlight the downtown corridor, attract more more visitors and residents to our downtown businesses. So we're really how we want to make our seats streets safer for pedestrians, bikers, motorists. All that's on the table. Could kind of go up to the Bridge Hill area, have that kind of connection. I know anybody who walks tries to walk from one part to the other. It's not exactly
sketchy.
It's a little sketchy. So there's a bunch of different options. You know, this is a partnership with Sewell, who's a engineering firm, the City of Ellsworth, Maine DOT, the Hancock County Planning Commission. I also just want to give a big shout out to our former Economic Development Director Jana Richardson, Richards, and our former planner Matt Williams. They really kind of put this thing together so that this could be on track.
Yeah.
We're really, really happy for where this is turning out.
Somebody, you people have a say in this, right?
They do, yeah. So please come out Thursday, September 18th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Moore Community Center Auditorium, 125 State Street. Again, that's September 18th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Moore Center. And we'll have a little more of an update on the project, and you can make your voice heard on what you want to see.
All right. And part two, everybody's favorite, taxes. That's coming up next on Star 97.7 City Scene.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
And for part two, Charlie Pierce, the Ellsworth City Manager, is going to talk about our favorite topic, taxes.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. This is definitely the worst part about being city manager is setting out the tax bills. The best part is kind of what we were talking about before, some of those other pieces. But at the same time, while I don't enjoy this piece of it, it's probably the most important piece we do.
It's important.
It affects people's, you know, livelihoods and what they're going to bring. They don't obviously have as much control over it as they could. And last year I came in about halfway through the budget process and, you know, really felt like we needed to revamp things. You know, the previous year before I got here is about a 17% increase to city spending. Last year is around 8%. And really this year I wanted to have the data and kind of the knowledge available. Like we're 2.9%. That's the CPI, the Consumer Price Index for inflation. That's our benchmark. We were able to meet that goal through the budget process. That was a mix of, you know, municipal spending was down negative 0.4%. School spending was up 5.1%. County spending is up 9.3%. So you blend that all together, it's 2.9% increase. Now, I wish it could be lower, and I also wish that it could just everybody's bills could be standardized. And hey, it's 2.9%, but that's not the whole story. We just finalized the commitment. Bills are due on October 9th. They'll probably be arriving in people's mailboxes early next week. They'll likely be online at ellsworthmaine.gov/taxbills starting tomorrow. And, you know, the mill rate is going to drop this year from 17.45 to 15.66. So in some ways
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's, you know, but that's not the whole story. So a decrease in the tax rate, in some ways that makes us more competitive, but in many ways it also just shows how much valuation growth is happening. So when your valuation growth exceeds your city spending growth, you have a mill rate drop of this nature. And in some ways that's good news, right? I did an analysis between 2009 and 2021. Ellsworth's total valuation was only like $100 million. So $1 billion to $1.1 billion over a 11-year period of time. From 2021 to 2026, a $700 million increase in valuation.
Wow.
So going from a 1% increase in land or in property values, per year to an 11% per year. Now, that's great if you want to sell your home. But it's not necessarily great depending on where you fall. And it's also different types of properties. So waterfront properties have increased at a much higher rate. And sure, some folks are selling properties on Branch Lake for a lot of millions of dollars. But some folks have had family camps there for generations and they have no intent of selling.
Yeah.
And that's just a bigger portion of the tax bill that's going to their waterfront property. Residential non-waterfronts probably doing a little less than 2.9% because commercial and waterfront have increased at higher rates. So, you know, your again, tax bills will be available likely tomorrow online at ellsworthmaine.gov/taxbills and in mailboxes next week. And then starting October 9th, that's when bills are due. And October 10th, that's when interest starts to accrue.
All right. Wow. Well, there's a lot there, but we need to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have questions, go to the experts, right?
That's right.
Thank you,
Charlie.
Always a pleasure.
City Scene on Star 97.7.